We are on Daf Ayin with Beis, and we are about maybe 12 lines from the bottom of the Amud. Middle of the line, V'Rabbanan. V'Rabbanan. So we had yesterday this deal between Yehuda ben Durtoy, who was perished from the Chachamim, and he held that the Chagigas Yudalad, which we spoke about yesterday, that at times there was a Chagiga which was brought on Yudalad together with the Karban Pesach to ensure that the Karban Pesach would be Nechel ala Seva. And he maintained that it's always brought and it's Deicha Shabbos and so on. And the Rabbanan said, no, it's not Deicha Shabbos. So the Gemara asks now, V'Rabbanan, my time only Dochi Shabbos? Why, Taka, do we say the Chagig is Yudalad? Why is it not Deicha Shabbos? Hovadei Karban Sibur hu? It's, l'chor, it's a Karban Sibur. If you look at Rashi, about seven lines from the bottom, Rashi says, Amai l'dachi Shabbos, v'afilo Chagig is Chamisha Osar, which we know that the Chagig is Chamisha Osar, which one has to bring, well, like you bring the Karban Chagig on every Yom Tov, even the Chagigas Chamisha Osar is not Deicha Shabbos. Why not? V'afilo Chagigas Chamisha Osar, Havadei Karban Sibur hu deha asli bechnufia, ki Pesach v'zman kavula, it's got a fixed time, and it's brought as a tzibur. So why do the Rabbanan say these Karbanas are not Deicha Shabbos? Rabbanan might tell me Deicha Shabbos, Havadei Karban Sibur hu. Sam Rabbi Law, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda ben Safra, Makra, the Chagosim Oise Chag Lashem Shivas Yomim Bashana. So, this is a pasuk which is speaking with regards to the Yom Tov of Sukkos, and it mentions 7 days. Now, Frag the Gemara, Shiva Shemaina Ava, but the Yom Tov in its entirety, with the days of Tashlumin, it's 8. We know that you're allowed to be mashlim, the carbon, on the 8th day also. So if you look at Rashi says, v'chagizim yisrib v'chagizukas ksiv, ditashlumin diday kol shmoina, meaning if you don't bring the carbon on the first day, you can bring it all 7 days of sukkos, and on the 8th day on shmoina atzeres. Kol shmoina hilkach shmoina habi. Elalav shmamina, ein lecha chagiga shadeich shabbos, hilkach lemishkach shmoina lo'olam. You will never find In the eight days of the Yom Tov of Sukkot / Minatzeres, you will never find a full 8 days where you can bring this carbon chagiga, because it's not Deicha Shabbos. So even though it's a carbon sibur, but this particular carbon is not Deicha Shabbos. Again, the chagiz may say chag l'Hashem shivas yamim b'shana, frakim ha'shiva shmoina avo. Ela mikan l'chagiga she'ena Deicha Shabbos, and that's pshat in the Rabbanan, why they say that the Chagiga is not Deicha Shabbos. Now, Ki Asa Ravin Amar, Amar Tilavnei Rabbi Yisai, he says, I said in front of my Rebbeim, Pa'amim Shiata Meitze Elashisha. At times, there's only 6 potential days to work with and play around with, so to speak. At times, there's only 6. Kigoyin Shechal Yom Tov Arishin Shechag B'Shabbos. The first day Sukkos fell on a Shabbos, which case Shemir Atzeres falls on a Shabbos, in which case the Karban Chagiga will not be able to be brought on the first day, and you won't be able to bring it on the last day. So there'll only be a potential of 6 days. So why, if so, asks Ravin, does the Torah write 7 days, as if to say, oh, you'll definitely have 7 days. You won't have 8 days, because in an 8-day period, obviously, it could be that, obviously, one of the days is going to be Shabbos. But you'll have 7 days. But asks Robin, but in theory, if the first and last day is a Shabbos, you'll only have 6 days. So why didn't the Torah only tell us the minimum amount, which for sure you will have? That was Robin's question. Kigen Shechal, Yom Tov Arishin Shel Chag B'Shabbos. Amar Abaya, so Abaya said, Ovin Tichle Leima Kiha Milsa. And it's a little bit of a question as to how to read this. Is this read Benichusa, is this read Bitzmiya? But his name was Ravin. And the bias says Ovin. Ovin Tichla. Tichla means the one who buries his sons. Kever is born of Haya. So it seems to be that Abaya, one thing is for sure, Abaya did not like this Kasha. So the way he is expressing the fact that he doesn't like this Kasha is he's referring to Ravin And he's saying, Ovin Tichla, Ovin, and the one who buries his children, asks this question. So let's just see why Abai doesn't like this question, and we'll go back and explain this particular name which he gives. Shmaina le mishkachas laklal. The Zohar is not going to say 8 days, because there's no way that you will ever have 8 days with which to bring the carbon chagiga, because one of those 8 days is going to be a Shabbos for sure. Shiva Isa Barev Shanim, but there will be the possibility of 7 Barev Shanim. So the fact that it's the first and the last day is the Shabbos, then in Hanami that will exclude the possibility of 7 days, but unless that's the case, you won't have that. So the Torah speaks in regards to Rav Shanim, and Rav Shanim there will be 7 days, and that's the reason why it mentions 7 days, because it's speaking about Rav Shanim. So don't ask a question and say, well, in the more rare occasion when the first and the last day is a Shabbos, you only have 6 days, the third doesn't need to be misyachis to situations which are rare and uncommon. The Marshal over here explains what Abaya was saying when he says, Ovin Tichla. So he says like this, very interesting, little bit of knowledge over here as to like the names of Amorayim. The Marshal says like this, Pshutei hu da'arovin koya. One assumes that he was referring to Ravin. Ushmoi Ovin, and his actual name was Ovin. Kumoi Ravina, Deshmoi Avina. Ravina's name was actually Avina with an Aleph, but he's called Ravina. So his name is Ovin, and he's called Ravin, and so on. V'chein harbe, says the Mashal. But frekt, the Mashal, Aval Tema Sheyemer Abaya al Ravin, Shahaya Kadmain Lafanov, Shahaya Bimei Rabbi Yechanan, Vieskrenu Beginai Kihain Ulsa. You're referring to him in a negative way, and you're saying, you're kind of taking off the reish, you're taking off the reish of Ismicha almost, as if to just call him Ovin, and you're mentioning about something to do with bearing his children, that doesn't seem very nice. V'lo yizkarenu nami Reb Ovin, at least say with a Reb, with a, right? I Rovin, v'nir ve'inai lefarish, it says the Mashal, v'bimei Abaya, haye echad shishmai Ovin. It was another person, stam a person called Ovin. The Hayukaber is Banav, and Nebuch, he was someone who buried his children. So the way to understand this question is, the Omar Abaya, Oysoy Ovin Shekaber is Banav Yemer Ke'elo Hadvarim She'enim Hagunim. The Loy Rebbe Ovin, this is not the type of question which is passing for Ravin, and this sounds like the Ovin, the simple Ovin. He would ask such a question, but Ravin would never ask such a question, and hence that's the reason why Abaya said what he said. Okay, that is the end of that. The Gemara now is going to give two dais, Bedas Rebbe Elazar. As to, we mentioned last time a discussion. On Yom Tov, there is a mitzvah, we said in general, people bring 3 karbonis. They have to bring Oilas Re'iyah, and Shalmei Chagiga, and Shalmei Simcha. And there's a mitzvah to eat Basa Shlamim. The person is supposed to be B'Simcha, and Ein Simcha Ela B'Basar. And there's a discussion as to whether or not a person can be Yotze Simcha with other things. You know, can a person be Yotze Simcha with clothing, and so on? Is that a kiyum of the Din D'Oraisa, or is that only Bizman when there's no Beis HaMikdash, and you're only able to be Yotze on the Rabbanan way with these other types of things? Al Kulpanim, the question is, can a person, let's say, shecht a shlamim on Yudalit, a regular, good old-fashioned carbon shlamim, on Yudalit? It's the 14th of Nisan, person wants to bring a shlamim, and a shlamim is eaten for 2 days and one night, so you've got it on the 14th, the night of the 15th, and the day of the 15th. So can you be Yotze your chiyuv of Shalmei Simcha by partaking of the meat of the shlamim? Or do we say no? The obligation of Shalmei Simcha is only if you're makriv of a shlamim in the time of the actual Yom Tov itself. But if you're a makrevit beforehand, even though there's a heter achila, and the heter achila is nimshach through the yomtiv, you cannot be yotze your chiyuv. So we're going to have Ula b'shem Rabbi Elazar, who's going to say that you're not able to be yotze your chiyuv simcha, and then we're going to have, in the middle of Ayin Aleph and Aleph, we're going to have a Ravin b'shem Rabbi Elazar, who's going to say that you are able to be yotze. So let's see. Amr Ula, Amr Rabbi Elazar, Shlomim sheshachtan mi'erev yomtiv. Regular shlamim, eina yetsa behen leimishim simcha, and that's going to be the nekuda in the sugya, v'leimishim chagiga. And also you cannot now use this, and use this carbon for your chagiga. So we say, mishim simcha, dichsiv v'zovachta v'samachta. The pasuk says, v'zovachta v'samachta, you will be zeveach, and you will be v'simcha. So we say, ba'inin zvicha, b'shas simcha. There's a requirement of zvicha at a time of simcha v'leka. Rashi says, b'shas simcha v'yomtiv shehu's man simcha. But if you shechted it on erev yomtiv, and now you want to be yotza, that you may not do, because it wasn't done b'shas simcha. Mishim chagiga, havi davar shebechayva. V'chol davar shebechayva, einei ba ela min achulin. The rule is, and we saw this in the previous daf, that any time you have something which is obligatory, something which you have to do, a davar shebechayva can only come from regular chulin. But here, if I've been mafresh shlomim, so now this is already kodshim. I was mafresh this animal is kodshim, so I'm not able to now discharge my obligation of chagiga with something which is kodshim. I can only use something which is chulin. And like we mentioned, there are several applications for this din, and that when a person is obligated to do something, they're not able to use money or monies which are not chulin. For instance, the discussion over here that was a shaila which was asked the Maharil, and this is quite timely, if a person is able to be yotza matanis lavyonim with meiser money, can you use meiser money? So what would it start him of the shayla? Do we say kaven shah meiser hu b'chol oifin shayach lehem leyotzi yedei chivasi b'niskinasi lehem sharei misha lehem hu noisir lehem? It's already their money, so the meiser belongs to them already. So to now go ahead and beyotzi my chiv of matanis levyenem with something which already belongs to them, no. Or perhaps we say that the ikar takana of matanis levyenem was just to make them happy. Give them some money, make them happy, and being that the Avyanim are not particularly makbid as to which type of money, as long as they get money, so then you can be yotzin. Says the Maril, Hadas Neite She'ena Yotzi Lechivas Matanis Lavyanim B'moyis Meiser. Why? Because being that it's a Takanis Chachamim, or it's a Mitzvah Midivri Kabbalah, so it turns out one is pattering his obligation with money of a chayva, and you're not allowed to do that. Now there is a discussion that maybe, I think the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Ritva, who says that how much does one need to spend on matanis levyonim, a pruta. I think a pruta is the minimum shear, which I believe the Mishnah Berurah, if I'm not mistaken, quotes that from the Ritva. So you could say that the first pruta itaka could not use meiser money, but you know chol ameisif meisifim leilagabi additional amounts which you like to give. If a person wants to give 100 pounds from matanis levyonim, so then the first pruta you wouldn't be able to use meiser money, but perhaps after pruta you could. And this discussion is very relevant when it comes to other things, when it comes to paying school fees and the like. So we say, you know, a person, like the Mishnah says in Kiddushin, an av is mechuyev to be melamed es banoy. And the Gemara goes through, what exactly are you mechuyev to be melamed? So certainly, klapi, the things which a father is obligated to do, you wouldn't be able to discharge that obligation with meiser funds, because you have to use money of chulin. Or for instance, there's an interesting Ramah in Hilchas Tzedakah, where the Ramah says that you should not use maaser money for a dvar mitzvah. And the Be'er HaGoyle says, as do others, that the Ramah is referring to a mitzvah which you are mechuyev to do. Any mitzvah which you're mechuyev to do, you cannot use maaser money. So if a person wants to buy tefillin with maaser money, or, recently, a person asked me, can I use maaser money for fertility treatment? Now, fertility treatment is in order to be mekayim peru urvu. A person is mechuyev in peru urvu. So any mitzvah which a person is mechuyev in, one is not supposed to use maaser money to discharge that obligation. If it's something which is above and beyond, like let's say, maybe yeshiva fees might be different. Because the father perhaps has already been yotze his chiyuv chinuch in the previous school years. Maybe yeshiva is a different story. And there's a discussion. What about nowadays? What about girls? Then you're not obligated to be malamed bonis at all. So is it easier to use maaser money for that? Or do we say nowadays you are obligated? So Chuv and Rav Meisha about that. But the general rule is that one is not supposed to discharge one's obligation with something which is maaser. So over here, if you are mafresh, this as a shlomim, and now you say, hey, you know what? I'm going to use this for my chagiga, which is also a type of shlomim. No, you cannot do that because kol davar shebechiva einei ba elamin achulin. So that is the din. Now, again, what we're going to be focusing on is the first din of Ula B'Shem Rav Elazar, that you're not able to be yetzer your chiyuv shami simcha because of this drasha of vizavachta v'samachta, that the shami simcha has to be at a time of simcha as opposed to erev yom tov. So says the Gemara Leimim Misayele. Let's bring a siyua to Ula's version of Rabbi Elazar. Pazik says, "Voyisach sameach leRabbis leLayim tov achron leSimcha." So it says again, these are psukim which are speaking about sukkahs, and the pasuk first, the first pasuk says, "Chagas sukkahis should be for you for 7 days." And it mentions v'samachta b'chagecha, and so on. And then it says shivas yamim tochig l'Hashem l'kecha, and so on. And it ends off by saying v'yisa'ach sameach. So at the end of that third pasuk, what do we do with v'yisa'ach sameach? L'rabbis, it's coming to be marbe lil yom tov achrin l'simcha. It's coming to be marbe that there is simcha on the night of Shmini Atzeres. Parenthetically, there is a famous goin which they quote the Ma'atchias, and others quote Agra. We know that Achin and Rakin are mutin, as we know. Whenever it says the word Ach, it's a mute. Gam is a riboy, but an Ach is a mute. So what does it mean? The voice of Ach Samech L'Rabbis Leila Yom Tov Achren L'Simcha. So apparently the Gra said that the pshat is really it is a miut taka, but we just mean to say that there is a din simcha, but it means that throughout the Yom Tov of Sukkos you have the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah and you have the mitzvah of arba minim, and there's plenty of mitzvahs which you have on Sukkos. When it comes to the Yom Tov Achron, all of those mitzvahs have been nismayet, and the only thing you're left with is the mitzvah of simcha. So in truth, it really actually is a miut, but it's kind of presented to the rabbis that there is still there, nevertheless, there is a din simcha on Leil Yom Tov Achron and Simcha. Now the Braisa says, Ata Emer Leil Yom Tov Achron, you're telling me that it's telling me on the last night, Eina Ela Leil Yom Tov Arishon, or maybe it's telling me on the first night of Sukkos, that even at night, before the day, before this man of Hakravas Karbonis, there's still a mitzvah of Simcha. Which one is it? Tamad Lemer, Ach. So it says the word Ach, Chalak, and somehow that is coming to limit. Right here, Rashi says, Galachin, Barak, and Miutin. And somehow we're saying that because it says Ach, and it's a Miut, somehow it's coming to be Memayet, the first night of Sukkos, and therefore, when are we going to say that the simcha, the last night? Now, says the Gemara, my timer. If you look at Rashi, about 10 lines down, my timer, mashvinin miyuta, lelele rishin. V'ribuya l'lele achrin. V'le'er mir nipcha. Where do you see in the psukim that there's more reason to say that there is a mitzvah of, there is a mitzvah of simcha on lele yom tov achrin, but there's no mitzvah simcha on lele yom tov arishin? Where do you see that in the psukim? My time, says the Gemara, lav mishum de ein loy b'meh yismach. Isn't the reason why we say that it makes sense to include the ribuy of simcha on the final night as opposed to the first night? Because on the first night, think about it, first night of Sukkot, what do you have to be misameach yourself with? Which carbon, which meat do you have to be misameach yourself with? If you look at Rashi, directly across the line down, lav mishum damin ein loy b'meh yismach, tishlomim hanishchotin miba erev lav simchi debayin en zvicha b'shas simcha. Meaning just like Ula said b'shem Rabbi Elazar, that if you shech tishlomim on your dalad, you may not be yoytzi yochi of simcha with it, because when it says v'zavachta v'samachta, there's a requirement that there's a requirement that the zvicha needs to be at a time of simcha, and we're trying to bring a proof to that, that if we have a choice of applying a riboy and saying there's going to be simcha on one of the nights, either it's the first night of Sukkot or it's the final night of Shemini Atzeres, we would rather say it's applying to the final night of Shemini Atzeres, because to say it's on the first night would invariably mean that you shechted a carbon before Yom Tov. Shechted before Yom Tov, that's not a zman of simcha. Alamai, it's a raya too. Ula b'shem Rav Elazar. That's what the Gemara wants to say.
What is the Gemara saying here? Simcha is not achila, it's the akrova. Are you saying that?
Now here we're saying that it's because you don't have with what to eat. I'm not sure if we need to get into it. I mean, we're saying that either way, we're saying that the zvicha has to be in a zman of simcha. And if you would have been, I mean, the Gemara is going to get in a minute to whether or not the simcha has to apply to all of Klal Yisrael, or maybe only to the Kahanim, who are makriv the carbon. But either way, at this stage, we're saying that it's more mistaber to be maimid the simcha on the final night, which would mean that you shechted the carbon during Yom Tov, and therefore that's considered to be a kiyum of a zavachta, of a zavachta, of a zavachta, as opposed to the first night, which would mean you would have to have shechted it before Yom Tov. So my time, Allah mishum the ein loy b'meh yismach, you don't have with what to be misameach yourself with, says the Gemara, loy, could it tony time, I'll tell you that there's another reason to say it's more mistaber to be maimed the ribuy on the final night. Like we said, Mara Isol Rabbis Lele Yom Tov Achron Leitze Lele Yom Tov Arishin Marvani Lele Yom Tov Achron Sheyesh Simcha Lefanav Umaytani Lele Yom Tov Arishin Sheein Simcha Lefanav. It's easier to just perpetuate and maintain Simcha. Meaning, if it's Simcha on day 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, it's easier to just be Mamshich the Kav and to keep going, and say even the night of Shemini Atzeres, there will also be Simcha, as opposed to actually creating a Yesh Me'ayin to Kesimcha, meaning for the very first time, and therefore if I have a choice, it's more mistaber to do so. So the Gemara is Matcha the Raya, you don't necessarily have a Raya to Ula B'Shem Rabbi Elazar, and we have yet to bring any support to it. Says the Gemara Masa Rabbi Yosef, Chagigas Arbaasar Yaitse Ba Mishum Simcha. The Ein Yaitse Ba Mishum Chagiga. So now here we have a Mufurisha Braisa, not like Ula Amar Belazar. It says if a person uses the Chagigas Arbaasar, you can be Yaitse Yachi of Simcha with it, even though you didn't shecht it in the time of Simcha. No, says the Gemara, Amr of Idi Bar Avin. You know what the case is over here? Amr of Idi Bar Avin, Sheikev Veshachta. The case is that you actually were Ma'akivit and you ended up shechting it on Yom Tov itself. You ended up shechting it on Yom Tov itself. Says the Gemara, Am Rav Ashi, Yochanami Mistabra, and it's actually Mistabra to say that that is the case over here, Yochanami Mistabra. Because if you don't say that, that you actually delayed, and you only shechted it on Tezvav, so Hamas Nisa Man Ktanila Ben Tema. I mean, who is the author of this brisa? We had this before in the previous daf, and we said that the Tana of this brisa is Ben Tema. Now, Ben Tema Hapostola Belina. According to Ben Tema, it should be Apostle Belina. Shmamina, I mean, because what do we say in Ben Tema? We say Ben Tema is Makish, the Chagigas Yodala to the Karban Pesach. And just like the Karban Pesach is Nifsal Belina, so too, the Chagigas Yudalad is Nifsal Belina, and so on. So, when it says over here, Chagigas Arbasa Yoitzaba Mishim Simcha, it's in a case where you only shechted it on Tezvav, and where you shechted it on Tezvav, because otherwise, it would be Nifsal Belina. So, you don't have a Kasha on Ula, B'Shem Rav Elazar either. So even though this price is Chagigas Arba, so Yetzba Mishim Simcha, it's speaking in a case where you were ma'akivit, and you waited, and you shechted it in a zman of Simcha. In which case, it's not a kasha either way. Shema Mino. Masiv Rava, a Halel v'Simcha Shmeina. The Mishnah says in Sukkah that Halel and Simcha is noig all 8 days of Simchas and Shmeina Atzeres. So now, the E Amriz Ba'inan Zvicha B'Shah Simcha. But if you're telling me, Ula Amr Abilazar, that the only way you are going to be Yotze Simcha is in a Zman of Simcha, so 1 second. Hazimnin Skiin many times, Dulei Bishkachisla, El Shiva. There'll be plenty of times when you will not find 8 full days where you can be B'Simcha. There'll be plenty of times when you will not have that. Because, let's say, the first, Kegon Shechal Yom Tov originally is B'Shabbos. And if the first day falls on a Shabbos, so then you're not able to be Makriv Yoshalmi Simcha on Shabbos. And if you're not able to be Makriv Yoshalmi Simcha on Shabbos, so how can we be Mekayim the Din of the Mishnah, which says that Simcha applies for all 8 days? But I don't have the meat. I don't have any meat with which to be Mekayim my din Simcha. So how are you going to have this? How are you going to have a case where you have Simcha for all 8 days? Well, the only way to do so would be if you shechted before Yom Tov, and now you're able to be Mekayim Simcha, even if the first day is a Shabbos, with the Bosa Shlomim of Yudalad. So the Gemara, no, Lav Dafka, Am Rav Huna, Brei, the Rav Yehuda, Misamchai B'Seirei Haragolim. No, maybe I'll tell you that the Simcha could be Mekuyim with Seirei Regolim. Now if you look at Rashi over here, he explains, if you go across a couple lines up, Am Rav Huna, Vadai Mi Karben Simcha Leka, Ela Shiva. Avado, I'll tell you, mitzad the carbon, you can only have 7 days. If the first day is a Shabbos and so on. Elahadik tani, that simchis is all is a full 8 days. It's not because we're going to allow you to use the shlomim which you shechted on Yudalad and eat that meat on the first day Yom Tov, which is a Shabbos, and thereby have 8 full days of simcha. No, because legabi the simcha, there's a tnai like Ula said b'shem Rabbi Elazar v'zavachta v'samachta. You need to have a zvicha b'shas simcha. Now what's the pshat? Ha'alahadik dani simcha shmeina misamchi b'siri harigalim. What does that mean? Sira chatas ha'amra barishin shebechol yom haya sa'ir ba mishal tzibur. There would be makra v'sir chatas v'chol chateis achitzenes necholayis. They would be consumed by the kahanim. And the fact that the kahanim are eating the meat, that is epis a kiyum of simcha, I mean, even though the Yisraelim are not, but there is a kiyum of simcha in some way, shape, or form, even so far as the kahanim are partaking from the meat. But in a hanami, you're not able to use a regular shlamim, which you shechted on your dalad, because there is this requirement of the zamacht of samacht abin and zvicha b'shas simcha.
And sorry, so how, when did you bring the kolaria?
Well, usually, I mean, it's brought ideally on the first day Yom Tov, but depending on whether the first day is a Shabbos.
Or Shabbos or not. Otherwise, you could bring, but you couldn't bring it on the 14th. Couldn't be moved.
No.
Sorry, how are we defining Simcha?
Poshup Shah, we're defining it with Basar. Basar Shlamim. Basar Shlamim.
So not like Halal, or...
So, I mean, we're assuming it's Basar, we're assuming it's Basar Shlamim. The Gemara now is saying that no, that there is a Kiyam of Simcha with the Basar of the Chatas, which the Kehanim will eat. So granted, the Yisraelim will not have a full 8 days, but when the Mishnah says, a Halal v'Simcha Shmoina, there will be 8 days of Simcha lav dafka for every single Yid, but at least for the Kehanim, when they eat the Seiri Chatas. So, Omer Ravish, the Chubas Badomer, it's fair to get that answer. Chada de Seiri Regalim, Hayu Chaye, Necholim, Tzli, Necholim. You're not able to go ahead and roast these ones on Shabbos. So, it would mean that the Kahanim would have to eat the meat raw. The Simcha Bechai Laka. There's no such thing as having Simcha with raw meat. Number one. Void Kahanim Oichlim, V'Yisraelim, B'mes Meichim. And with what way are the Yisraelim smeichim? So isn't it a raya, if so, that it must be that you had to shecht a regular shlamim on your dalet, and you are able to be yetsa simcha with the meat of a regular shlamim now on tezvav, and that's the way that we're able to say that you have simcha full 8 days, because otherwise you wouldn't have 8 days. In which case, it's a vaitetz akasha on Ulam Rabbi Lazar. Says the Gemara, no. Ella, what are we going to say? Elam Rapapa, Misamche, Bixis, Nakia, Vayayin, Yashin. In such a case, you will be after to the Yetzir Simcha with Xis Nakia and Yayin Yashin. Meaning, really, I'll tell you, according to this, you have no kasha on Ulam Rabbi Lazar. You're not able to be Yetzir, Yachiv Simcha, with the basar of a regular shlamim on your dalet. There is this drasha of a zavachta, a samachta, binan zvich, b'shas, simcha v'laka. Either Mishnah says simcha is like 8 days, so if the first day is a Shabbos, you will have to be yetz yachiv simcha with ksus nekiya and yayin yashin. That is all the first mahalach of Ula Amr Balazar, and as we said, the main point is Ula understood that Rabbi Lazar said that there is a din v'zavachta v'samachta, that ba'inan zvicha b'shas simcha, and therefore you're not able to be yetzir simcha with a regular shlamim of yudalit. Now, ki also Ravin am Rabbi Lazar, when Ravin came, he said over from Rabbi Lazar, a different version. What did he say? Shlamim sheshachten me'erev yom tov. Yoitze ben mishum simcha, you are yoitze mishum simcha. Now he agrees, ben yoitze ben mishum chagiga, that he agrees. But yoitze mishum simcha, loy bayin en zvicha b'shah simcha. He doesn't make this drasha of vizavachta v'samachta bayin en zvicha b'shah simcha, in which case, you've got your basa shlamim, it can be nechel for 2 days and one night, you shechted it on your dalet, you'll eat the meat on tezvav, no problem. You will be Yetz Yechiv Simcha, and according to that, it's glat. A halal of a Simcha Shmeina, first day Shabbos, no problem. Use the meat of yesterday, you've already roasted it, and you can have a nice cooked piece of meat, no problem. But he agrees to the second din of Aloy Mishim Chagiga, because Havid Avish Bechaybe, Bechol Avish Bechaybe, Ina Ba Elamen Achudet. Fine. Good, so that is the second version. Frag the Gemara. So how do you know we're marbet the last night? Maybe it's the first night. My time. Where do you see the last night more than the first night? Is it not because the fellow simply doesn't have anything with which to be in a state of simcha with, because you're not able to be yoitza, your chiyah simcha, with Shlomim, which was Nishchat, on Erev Yom Tov, in which case this is a Kasha on Ravin Mishim Rav Elazar. Says the Gemara Loi, Kedetanya, you know why we're married the last night, not the first night? The Brisa says, Mara Yisrael Rav is Leila Yom Tov Achron, Ulaitzi Leila Yom Tov Rishon, Marbani Leila Yom Tov Achron, Sheesh Simcha Lafanov, like we said, it's easier to maintain and perpetuate the matzav of simcha than to be ma'ur and be mechadish simcha in the first place. Full stop. So b'kitzer, those were the two l'shenis. We had 2 days b'shem Rav Elazar. B'kitzer, can a person be yetzer the chiyuv d'araisa of simcha with a shlomim, which was nishchat on Erev Yom Tov, being that you have 2 days, one night, it will overlap, will spill into the first day of Yom Tov. We had Ulo who said you cannot, because he darshan v'zamachta v'samachta. The bezvich has to be in a time of simcha. And we have Rav Mishim Rav Elazar, which is how we paskin that you can, but it does not need to be in his man of simcha. That is that. Good. Amr Kana, new piece. Amr Kana menayin le'imuri chagigis chamisha asar shenifsalin belina. Now, we mentioned that one of the kabbanis that a person would bring on Pesach, like they would bring on Sukkos, is the karban chagiga. So, says Rav Kahana, menayin le'eimurei chagigas chamisha asa shenifsal in belina. How do I know that it's going to be nifsal belina? Shenema, because the pasuk says, v'le'yolin chelev chagi ad boiker. Now, let's get this clear. Pasuk says like this: Leisizbach al chametz dam zivchi. And remember, we had a discussion what this is referring to. Is it referring only to carbon Pesach? Is it referring even to carbon tamid, meaning zivchi, carbon hamiyuchedli, which is the carbon tamid, and so on? We had the sheet of Rabbi Shimon who says even shar karbonis, if you have chametz in your possession, when you're makrib other karbonis and chalamayid, you will be over on this slav. Now it says, v'layalin chelev chagi ad boiker. So we are assuming and understanding that when it says chelev chagi, even though the pashtus, the subject of the pasuk, is the carbon Pesach, we are assuming that chelev chagi is a remez to the carbon chagiga. The chagiga, which was also brought on Tezvav. So it says, v'layalin chelev chagi ad boiker. Now, this is very interesting. The Karban Chagiga was a Shlomim. If it's a Shlomim, you can eat it for 2 days and one night. So let's think about this for a minute. You're bringing it on Tezvav. So you should be able to eat it on Tezvav, the night of Tezayin and the day of Tezayin. Now, comes along Rav Kahn and he says, from where do I know that the Emuri Chagiga are Nifsal Belina? It becomes Pasal Belina. Now, this two possibilities as to when it's going to be Nifsal Belina. Either we're going to say that the Emurim are Nifsal Belina already in the very first morning, even though there's still a heter to continue to eat the meat. But we're going to say that the Emurim are going to be Nifsal Belina on the first boiker, even though I'm allowed to eat the meat, but the Emurim, which is shy after the Mizbeach, they have to be burnt on the Mizbeach that very first night. So in other words, you shech the chagig on Tezvav, you eat, you start to eat on Tezvav, and you've got the night of Tezayin. So it's saying, make sure that you've been makter to everything that night, and lo yolin chelev chagi ad boiker. And don't leave it over until the following morning. Or is it referring to the next morning? As it referring to the next morning? So let's see. Amr of Ghana. Menai leimuri chagigas chamisha asar. Shenifsal in belina. From where do I know that it's going to be nifsal belina? Yeah, shenemar. And if you look at Rashi over here, Rashi already tells us what we mean. Rashi, about 20 lines from the bottom. Leimuri chagigas tezvav. Shenifsal in belina. V'afal pi shizman achilas bisara kol yoyim hamachris. Even though you have the entire next day to eat it, because we said day, night, day, you've got a full 2 days You've got 2 days to eat it. So again, minayin lamiri chagigas chamishah session of sambalina shenemar v'layalin chelev chagi adbeker v'samech lei. What's the very next pasuk? The next pasuk says reishis bikuri admascha tavi beis Hashem lekecha leisavash l'gudi v'chalavimai. So it's like with dash in a pasuk like this. L'yolin chelev chagi ad boiker reishis. Until the first boiker. Meaning, really we should say it's the second boiker, because you can eat it for day, night, day. So really, if there is going to be a psul lina, surely the psul lina on a murim should not come into effect whilst I still have a heter to eat the meat. Says Rav Kahana, I'm going to dash and smuchim over here. I'm going to dash and layalin chelev haged boiker, reishis. The word reishis in the next pasuk, as if to say that very first morning, even though you're allowed to eat the meat the whole day, but legabe the psul lina of the imurim, it's already nifsal. That is Rav Kahana's din. The samagle reishis. Agav, if you look at the bottom pesvis, Tezah says, Minayin leimurin chagigah shem sabba lina shem b'layolin, v'hacha nafke b'chol imurin. So we're learning this out to other imurim also. Okay, the samach lei, reishis lemeimra da hai boiker, boiker rishin. So if so, it's coming to be melamed, to be megala, that the boiker in question over here is the first one. Maskev l'Rabbi Yosef. Time of the cost of Rashis. It's only from the smichus. It's only from the fact that the next pasuk begins with the word Rashis. Holoi cost of Rashis. Have I mean a my baker baker sheni? When I say that, mi ika midi de baster if salemi urta the emurim ad safra. Meaning to say like this. Imagine tezvav. And then you've got the night of Tezayin, and then you've got the day of Tezayin. Now you're only allowed to eat the meat the day of Tezayin. Once it becomes the night of Yudzayin, there's no question, the meat is also to eat. Day, night, day. So once it's the night of Tezayin, the meat is for sure off limits. So ask the Gemara, ask Rabbi Yosef, I don't understand. You're telling me that the only reason why I know that when it says Boiker, it's referring to the first Boiker, as opposed to the second biker, is from the smichus, but without that, I would actually say it's referring to the second biker. But the meat already became possible at the beginning of the night of the 17th. Are you going to tell me that the emurim are only become possible the following morning? So in other words, that entire 12-hour period of the night of the 17th, the emurim are kosher, even though the meat already was nifsal. Meaning it's a dover poshet that if I have a choice of saying which boiker, when it says leyalin chelev chagi ad boiker, it must be referring to the first boiker, even though there's a heter achilas basar. Because to say it's referring to the second boiker of the 17th, when the meat became possible to eat 12 hours ago, and you're going to tell me, but the whole night I'm allowed to be mapped to the emurim, when the meat became possible, that's poshet. It doesn't make sense. And therefore, even without your smichus, even without the word reishis in the next pasuk, I know if I have a choice where to apply layalin chelev hagiad boiker, is it the first possible boiker, even though there's hetachilas baser, or the second boiker, when the baser has long been osir for 12 hours, it must be referring to the first. That is Rabbi Yosef's kasha. Again, masiv lemaskel Rabbi Yosef. Time of the chsev, reishis, halei kasev, reishis. Have me to my baker, baker sheni, mi ikamidi, the boss if salemi urta, the emurin at safra, can be. Doesn't make sense. 1 second, amalei abaya, what do you mean? Your hanacha is incorrect. Alam alei. 1 second, vari pesach, lir the alozu ben azariah, in arvi psachim. What does he say? The boss if salemi chatzis. You have to ensure that you eat the carbon pesach by chatzis laila. The emurin is kosher kala laila ad zafra, in which case it's not so schwer. We find the precedent in halacha, even by Karban Pesach gufa, that you're allowed to be mocked to the Aram Emurim the whole night, even though the Basar became Nifsal. So Al Titzma, that even though you're not allowed to eat the meat the night of the 17th, doesn't necessarily mean that you can't be mocked to the Emurim the night of the 17th. So I don't understand, Rabbi Yosef, Imishum Ha, if that's your Kasha, that is not such a Kasha. That's what Abaye says. Now, says, I'm sorry? No, he never said that. Yeah, according to Rav Elazar ben Azari, it's also to eat. It's not. I'm sorry. According to Rav Elazar ben Azari, it's noiser afterwards. Yeah, Avanta. That's the whole reason why people are machmir to try and catch chatzos. 100%. So Al Kaponim was saying, that Rabbi Yosef, if that was your kasha, that is not such a shaka kasha. So Amar Rava, I'm going to explain what Rabbi Yosef meant. Amar Rava, Rabbi Yosef, hachi kokashrei. This is kind of what he meant. Now, when I say this is kind of what he meant, if you look at Rashi, four or five lines before the lines become wide, hachi kokashrei afagav de Yosef milsa achrita. Even though he didn't really ask this, it's almost like the Gemara is saying e kasha hokasha. Like if there is a kasha on the Maimra of Rav Kahana, the following is a kasha. So let's just get this clear. We're going to have a little bit of a cheshbon, and it's going to be one of these situations where it's only at the very end, the very, very end of the brisa, we're going to come back to the kasha. So let's just get clear one more time. We have a statement of Rav Kahana. Kahana says, where do I know the emurin of Chagigas Hamisha Asar, a makir of the Chagiga on the 15th of Nisan? I'm allowed to eat it for 2 days. 15th, night of the 16th, 16th day. How do I know that the emurin already become pasul, not the following morning afterwards, but that very first morning? Meaning, we said, you can eat it on the 15th, you can eat it the night of the 16th, but if you haven't been makter that night, the following morning, the day of the 16th, it's pasul. Even though you can eat the meat the following day, but the emurim, they have to have been huktar that night, the first night. The first night. You know why? Because the pasuk says, lo yolin chelev chagi ad boiker. Next pasuk, next word, reishis. So I have a choice, boiker reishin, boiker sheni, reishis. Reishis is megale, the first boiker. The boiker of the 16th, not the boiker of the 17th. So Rabbi Yosef said, I don't understand. Well, let's actually leave it. Let's leave Rabbi Yosef out, so we don't have to go into that. We're going to say, if there is a kasha, meaning, again, that the point is Rav Kahana is saying it's only because of the giloy of the word racious, that that's the only reason why I know that when it says, layal nechidat chagiat boiker, it means the morning of the 16th. Otherwise, I might have said it's the morning of the 17th. And that the way we're saying it now is very logical. I mean, after all, I'm allowed to eat the meat the entire day of the 16th. So maybe the psul of the emurim is only on the following morning. And on that, we're going to have a kasha. So let's just kind of shelve that thought for a minute. And let's just see, like this. So, ki hachiko kashle, mi ike midi. Is there such a thing? De'ilu tana lebasa lebo yereshes. We're going to see in a minute the tana of a braisa. With regards to basar, and basar is much less kaddish than emurim, and the tana of the basar is not going to require the word reishis to be megala and to limit the time span with which the basar can be consumed. The Rav Kahana le'emurim boy reishis. In other words, what we mean to say is, according to Rava, you're telling me that when I'm discussing a murin, which is that much more kaddish and that much more chomer than basar, if I have a choice and I'm not sure where to place boiker, l'chumra, and say boiker rishon, the day of the 16th, or l'kula, and to say the day of the 17th, it's only mikoyach, the fact that it says the word reishis, that I'm going to be machmir, but without that I would be mekel. I'm going to show you now a braisa where we're discussing something far less kaddish, namely basar, and we don't need any special giluyim to limit and to restrict and to show the chumrah, And you want to tell me when it comes to Emurim, we do need something to be Megala and to show the Chumrah and to therefore to place the Boker at an earlier interval? Nah, it doesn't make sense. So let's see. Says the Gemara Mahi, what are we referring to? The Tanya. We have the following brisa. It says, Layalin min habasar asher tizbach ba'erev b'yem harishon la'boker. So again, what is this? What does the pasuk say? Let's just see the whole pasuk. It says, "V'loy yeirael chasar b'chol gevulcha." Okay, the iser of bal yeirah. It says v'shiras yamim, and then it says, "V'loyolin min habasar." Don't leave over the meat. Asher tizbach ba'erev. This meat, which you're shechting at night, you're shechting it, or in the evening. Asher tizbach ba'erev, don't leave over that meat, b'yem harishayin la'boiker. That's what it says. So, the Tanya, lo yalem min abas asher tizbach ba'erev, b'yem harishayin la'boiker. Let's see Rashi, two lines in the bottom first. Rashi says, asher tizbach ba'erev, the chagigas arbas or ma'iri, we're speaking about the chagiga which was brought on the 14th, the nishchetes im ha'pesach ba'erev. It's brought with a carbon pesach in the evening specifically. In the evening. The halakha lemeimar ba'erev shol yomtev harishon atzmai. We're not discussing something which was done before that. Ka'amar kra, dimkein mai ba'erev. Why does it have to be specifically in the evening? A regular shlamim, haleishchitasen b'yem kulay. Elamai, it must be referring to the chagigas yudalit, which is brought at the same time as the carbon pesach, in the evening specifically, and about that it says, we say, it's coming to teach me that it's eaten for 2 days and one night. So in other words, when the Pasuk said, don't leave over the meat, laboiker, what does laboiker mean? If you look at the last Rashi on the previous page, the high boiker, boikroy shall shisha asar ka'amakra. Meaning you can eat it the duration of the 14th, the night of the 15th, the day of the 15th, but don't leave it over until the 16th, till the morning of the 16th. Limad al chagigas yudalid, shnechelet l'shne yamim, v'layla echot. That's what we are saying is pshat in the pasuk. Says the Braisa, not so fast. Maybe you can only eat the chagigas yedalad that day and that night, and it becomes possible the morning of the 15th. So kishu aimer b'yem harishon, when it says that you're eating it the entire first day, it means you're eating it the entire day of the 15th. So if you're allowed to eat it the entire yom rishon, so by definition, when it says the word boiker, it cannot be referring to saying that it becomes possible the morning of the 15th, because it says you're eating it the entire Yom Rishon of the 15th. If so, it must be Harei Boiker Sheni Amor. So it must be that when it says Boiker, it's referring to the morning of the 16th. Says the Braisa, Eina Ella Boiker Rishon. No, maybe, perhaps, maybe Boiker does mean Boiker Rishon. Omani mekayim chagiga, hanecheles l'shnei yamim v'layla echad chutz mizdu. And when we speak about a chagiga which is eaten for 2 days and one night, we're not referring to this one. This one is different. This one is going to be nifsal already in the morning. Kishuhu oimer. Let's leave out the word boy. Kishuhu oimer im neder oinadava. When it says in vayikra, an extra word, the im. Im neder nedava limed al chagigas yudalid shnecheles l'shnei yamim v'layla echad. So we're bringing a gilui from a totally different parasha that, in fact, our chagigas yudalid is eaten for 2 days and one night. Very, very difficult, very cryptic, somewhat unintelligible brisa at this stage. Meaning, we start out speaking about the chagigas yudalid. It says, don't leave it over till the morning. It's coming to be Malabad and Chagigas Yodalad. You can eat it, Yodalad, the night of Tezvav, the day of Tezvav. And when it says don't leave it over till the baker, it must be the following baker. It's going to be possible. Says the Raisa, no. Maybe you can only eat it that day and the night, and it's possible on the first baker. Well, no. When it says you're eating it the whole Yom Rishon, so it must be you're eating it the whole day of Tezvav, in which case, when it says baker, that must be referring to that it's only nifsal the following baker. Says the Braisa, no, not so fast. Ayena ela baker rishon. Maybe, in fact, Chagigas Yudalad is nifsal on the morning of the 15th. And maybe when you eat it for 2 days, by other Chagigas, Omani Mechaim Chagiga Nechalas Hashnei Yamim, other ones, but not the Chagigas Yudalad. So when we have the Pasuk in Vayikra Zayin, with the extra word of im, that's coming to be megala on nothing, none other than the Chagigas Yudalad, that it's eaten for 2 days and one night. Again, very cryptic at this stage. Says the Gemara Amamar. Let's see. We said that Ayene Ela Baker Rishon, maybe the Chagigas Yudalad, the Basra is going to be Nifsal already the morning of the 15th. Maybe it's going to be Nifsal the morning of the 15th. How could you possibly say that? How could you even have that as a Havamina? Doesn't the Pasuk say, didn't you say in the Braisa, Ha'amris, Kishu Omer B'yoyim Harishon? But the Pasuk says, you're eating it B'yoyim Harishon. Doesn't that mean you're eating the entire 15th? So how could you have a Havamina to say the Basar is going to be Nifsal the morning of the 15th, when you yourself, when you were explaining and demonstrating that it must be referring to the morning of the 16th, by virtue of the fact that the Pasuk says you can eat it the whole first day. So how can you now backtrack and say, oh, no, maybe it's Nifsal, the morning of the 15th. What do you mean? You said that perforce, it must be referring to the Psulina only kicks in the morning of the 16th, because you said you're allowed to eat it the whole day of the 15th. So the shackle of the time, the Braisa, doesn't make sense. Again, you proved that it must be Nifsa Belina only the morning of the 16th, because the Pasuk says you're eating it the whole Baker Rishon of the 15th, the whole day of the 15th. So when is it Pasa Belina? The 16th. And now you say, oh no, or maybe it's only Nifsa, maybe it's going to be Nifsa Belina the morning of the 15th. Doesn't make sense. Says the Gemara like this. Hachi Gamar, no. Huge change in the Pasuk. Well, you know what this Pasuk is referring to? It's referring to two Chagigas. The Chagigas Yudalad and the Chagigas Tezvav. And both of these Chagigas are somehow mentioned in this Pasuk. Ayena Ella, maybe I'll tell you the Chagigas Yudalad is taka going to be Pasuk in the morning of Tezvav. Ayena ela b'shtei chagigas akas medaber achas chagigas yedalet achas chagigas tezvav vizula baikra, and each one of them has its respective baiker when it will be nifsal, and therefore maybe the chagigas yedalet will become pasul on the morning of the 15th, and that which it says you're going to eat it the entire 15th, that's referring to the Chagiga which was brought on the 15th, not the one which was brought on the 14th. Hada Amar. We go back and we say, one second, Ela dekaimon an Chagiga nechales l'shnei yamim v'layla echad. That's 2 days. Im kein, im neder ay nedava b'may. What is that referring to? If you're telling me the Chagiga's Yudalad is Nifsal on the 15th, and you're telling me that the Chagiga's Tezvav is going to be Nifsal the following morning, so im kainim nedai nedava b'mai I chagigas yudalad haksiv ba yoim v'layla. It's only 1 day, 1 night. It's nifsal the following morning. I chagigas tezvav haksiv ba yoim v'layla. It's also going to be nifsal the following morning. Elahai lechagigas tezvav. Elamai, we're going to have to say it's referring to the chagiga of tezvav. And if so, v'heich kulakra lechagigas yudalad. So we're going to have to say that the Pasuk, we're keeping it simple, it's only speaking about the Chagigas Yudalad. Let's not try and stick in two Chagigas. It's only the Chagigas Yudalad. And Limit al Chagigas Yudalad Shnecheles l'shnei yamim v'layla echad. And if, let me just, we just have to finish because the chashman is just, it's a bit too tricky to come back to it. So we're saying that if so, it must be that the Brice is referring to only one chagiga, the chagiga yudalad, and it's telling me that chagigas yudalad is necheles l'shnei yamim v'layla echad. We finally get to the kasha. Again, we're asking a kasha on Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana said, how do I know that the emurim of the chagigas chamisha asa are nifsal the very first morning? Or the morning of Tezayin, the very first morning. Why? Because it says, layalin chilev chagiat boike, and it says the word rachis. And therefore it's the first boike, not the second boike. Frag bigamar, it's only because of the giloy of rachis. That's why I'm going to be machmir when I have a choice of applying boiker to the earlier one, to be machmir by emurim, or I'm going to be mekel, but even by basar, which is much less kaddish than emurim, we don't see that we need any special giloy. Kol shekein, when it comes to emurim, we're not going to need a giloy. Now the Gemara is finally fearing ice the kasha. Time of dichsiv, b'yem arishin, lebaiker. The my biker biker sheni. So the only reason why we're saying, from the fact that it says in the pasuk b'yem harishon, that's the reason why we're saying if so, the basar is going to be pasul in the second morning. Ha kol heicha dechsev biker stama. But in a regular case where it says biker, we have to be machmir. We have to err on the side of caution. We have to say it's going to be the Baker Rishon, the Afal Gav, the Leiksiv Bei Rashis. So again, just to kind of get the basic structure clear, Rav Kahana said a statement. He said, on Tezvav, you're going to bring your Chagiga. Chagiga is eaten day, night, day. 15th, night of the 16th, day of the 16th. Says Rav Kahana, but nevertheless, the Emurim become pasul the very first morning. The morning of the 16th, even though you can eat the meat the whole next day, it becomes pasul on the first boiker. You know why? Because it says Layalin Chilev Chagiat Boiker Rashis. Next word and the next pasuk is Rashis. The Rashis is being megala which boiker, not the second boiker, the first boiker. Frag the Gemara, frag the Rava. It's only Mikoyach the Giloy of Rashis. Madach when it comes to basar, the regular meat of the Chagigas Yudalad. Even without any special giloy, I would say the baker means the first baker. So kol shekein when it comes to emurim, I don't need any special giloy. That is the kasha which Rava asks on Rav Kahana.
I'm sorry, can I ask you something? My mother-in-law is very bad in that I forgot what my wife wants to say video with maybe. Can you say video with the person? What should she say?